All right.
This is when we need video.
Video podcast.
The fuck was that?
I don't know. I'm amping myself up. Goddamn perfectionist. Just clip that off later. All right.
No, we won't.
Welcome to episode 9 of the Nerdcast podcast. Not your regular dialogue. I am the one and only Toner, and I have the rest of the Nerdcast crew with me here today as well. We have Joe Dust.
Hi, buttholes.
Jay.
Hello.
Big Matt.
What's up, my nerds?
And sound guy Steve.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Sire.
Beautiful.
Your guests are here.
Welcome.
Hello.
Very beautiful. Come over here. Sit down. Would you like some wine, some grapes, huh? Some meat?
Welcome to the realm. I'm the king of club. All shots of vodka, grab some new crush. Pour me some grog and get me out the dungeon. Top it too low, can't change the subject. Let's hit the road, vaccinated.
Let's get into our unofficial beer sponsor. Jay, who are we drinking today?
All right, we've gone local again with Four Hands Brewery, downtown St. Louis. We've got the Resurrected IPA. Cast Iron Oatmeal Brown. Both of them are pretty good, in my opinion.
I've had the I'm drinking the Resurrected right now. It's money in the bank. Thank you, Four Hands. And I'm sure our speech will be heavily slurred later as well.
And I didn't mean the butthole thing that I said. I just get nervous.
All right. Matthew.
Sir.
As always, you got to keep me on track. Sir. What are we starting off with today?
We got Joe Dust coming back from Chi-Town, where he was at Lollapalooza. Let's hear about it.
Okay, yeah, I guess we'll start off with that then. I'll go through this quick. I think my best bands, my favorite that I saw, it's not really in any order, but I'll go with Glass Animals. They were tizite. 21 Pilots was awesome.
See, 21 Pilots, the only one I recognized from them was the one they put on the point, which was like Stolen Radio or whatever.
Yeah.
See, love how that one, it's like he's real talk, and all of a sudden, and boom, it drops.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I like that one a lot. That's good.
Now they, it's they've got a lot of good,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, yep.
They've got a lot of good music.
Yeah, and live.
They're really good live.
I mean, if you're into like jumping all over the place and backflips off of pianos and stuff like that, and that's only two guys, really? And they're freaking awesome.
Did they have a big following that like showed up at the show?
Yes, okay. It was a ton of people, yeah. And they were camping out for hours too, waiting for them.
I think they typically sell out here when they come.
Yeah, they probably. I think. Well, their album was number one in the country not long ago because all of their fans like literally went out and bought 7 or 8 copies just to ramp it up. So yeah, they were cool. Tame Impala. They were cool. They were one of my top 5 I wanted to see. They're awesome. I'll lump all these 3 into one. Metallica, Paul McCartney, and Florence and the Machine. They were kind of like the headliners, but all 3 were great. Florence got cut off because there was a thunderstorm rolling in, and she's like, "Do you all see the sky out there?" And that's how she talks. She's like, "There's a thunderstorm coming, and I have to get off stage."
So
she sounds like Mary Poppins.
So they're Brits.
Yeah, she is. But in the last song,
used to dark gloominess. You know?
Yeah, she's like, she said something like, "Storms follow me wherever I go," and she took her shirt off in the last song, and she was in her bra and she was running around the crowd in the middle, which is cool, I guess.
Nice.
And the last two I liked a lot were Cold War Kids and Catfish and the Bottlemen. Those two were very good live. And I'll run through this really quick. So I went with my friend Jessica. And she gave me permission to talk about this in the podcast.
And this is not just two dunks on Tony.
No, this is not Tony's wife. Although Tony's wife was texting me during the last day, maybe, or second day, about the podcast because she said it was hilarious.
Yeah, I don't think she's heard episode 8 yet, so she'll change her mind.
She'll be offended. But Jessica, first off, was floored with how many 18-year-old girls were there that wear the booty jean shorts. So her phone literally has about 60 to 70 photos of girls' asses. And I told her she could get away with that because she's female, and so it's not as creepy.
And see, we talked about that this weekend, was that's the fashion now. They cut them off so short.
Yeah.
Now the pockets hang out underneath the cutoff part of it.
Yeah.
And I think that looks ridiculous.
And it also...
Stupid.
It's the dumbest thing I've seen.
White trash.
It's very trash.
And it doesn't matter how you're built, trust me. It does not matter how you're built.
No shyness at all.
Saw a lot of camel toe, but not on any camels.
How
about moose toe, maybe?
Moose knuckle?
Moose knuckle,
yeah,
if I may.
There was. Okay, so the next little quip about Jess that was hilarious was when Paul McCartney took the stage, she turned to me. She goes, "He's from the Beatles, right?"
Oh,
and I was like, "Jess, do not say that very much louder.
He's from that Kanye song, right?
A couple years older than me. She's like 35.
How does one go through life not knowing this?
You guys do remember that, right?
34, when, whatever.
Real quick, Kanye West did a song with, or he featured Paul McCartney on a song.
Yep.
And all of Kanye's, they're all tween millennial douchebags. Yeah. They're all like, oh man, look at Kanye, always finding these, super, like, are these sleeper artists.
I'm like, oh, this Jesus guy's going to get big.
Yeah, it's like, well, yeah, he's been big for long before Kanye arrived or was born.
Yeah, he's like 70.
Probably will be after Kanye.
Okay, and the last two things I will say about Jess, and I told her she's too nice to guys, and she's too nice to especially drunk guys. So there was a point during Metallica, and early in their set, I go, hey, I got to run up the hill real quick and take a leak. So I ran up there. I was back no later, 10, 15 minutes later. So there's this douchey-looking drunk guy. He had, like, four popped collars, And he's got, like, the loafers on and the, and you know.
That's the new fad, the sailor boat loafer.
He looked
thing.
Like a chubby sailor, basically, is what he looked like. He looked like Chris Farley before he got coked out, you know. And so, like, and so this dude's just, like, talking to Jess. And so Jess is, like, asking me, she's like, I'm going to act like I got to go get some beer. Maybe the guy will walk away. And I, like, literally saying, or you can just tell him to fuck off. I'm like, he's a drunk guy. Nobody cares. Like, you know, he saw you standing by yourself for 10 minutes. And he's like, oh, cool, little blind girl. I'm going to go talk to her, you know. So he literally stood there for 45 minutes during Metallica which I distanced myself. I'm like, fine, you talk to him. I'm going to watch Metallica, you know. How many times did I get to see them, you know. And so finally we went up the hill away from him and lost him in the crowd. And that's when I told her, I'm like, dude, you're way too tolerant of drunk men. And that kind of ties into the next day where we got evacuated from Grant Park because a storm was rolling in. So, like, you know, thousands and thousands of people got evacuated. There's, like, a guy, he's probably 19, 20 years old. He's young. Seemed like a very decent dude, but we met him all of 30 seconds. He goes, yeah, I'm in town for a bachelor party, and everybody else left yesterday. I'm going to find a place to stay tonight. Jess goes, we have a hotel room? And I looked at her, I'm like,
God.
Dude, I go, we literally met this guy a minute ago.
So what was the criteria for her really saying this? Was it, goes back to our last episode where women are shallow as men, was it because he was a good-looking 20-year-old?
No, he really wasn't. He's just a nice guy. And she's not shallow like that, yeah. I don't think.
She's,
I mean, if
you
are, text
would
me.
Pull over for a hitchhiker.
She would pull over for a hitchhiker.
If she was, she'll text me and tell me to fuck off pretty soon. No, but she... yeah, and I was just like, Jess, no.
He could kill you.
Yeah, you don't offer your hotel up to this guy. Or or the worst case scenario, not rape, he could take like $300 out of the minibar. Which I did get charged.
You could get passed
FYI, out. Hard Rock Hotel in Chicago charged me $14.80 from the minibar.
For what?
They said I took three Pepsis, so I immediately went downstairs. I go, I didn't even open this shit because I read your reviews not to open this because it's all censored. Mm-hmm. So they removed it. But I think they try to pull fast ones on you.
$14.80 for three Pepsis?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. They are,
it's
nice,
like beer,
Pepsis.
Like beer at the stage.
They're nice Pepsis, yeah. They come
were the
with
cans,
like,
made from the blood of virgins? I mean, it better be for fucking
it
almost
shoots you
$5.
With a Axe body spray when you drink it. And really, aside from that, it was very hot every day. It was like 90 degrees every day in Chicago. And then, lo and behold, the day we leave, the whole forecast for the next week's like 75. I'm like, awesome. I hate you, Chicago.
90 degrees and 30,000 people in one spot.
Oh, well, yeah, in one spot. Overall, the park, they get about 100,000 a day. Oh, so
Jesus.
It's just like wall-to-wall.
We're going to get to know each
it's
other.
It's wall-to-wall roofies and ass shorts.
So did you have more of your sweat or other people's sweat on you?
Both on some days, yeah. Both on some days. I mean, I broke out. I had a couple zits on my arm when I get back, and I'm pretty sure it's not from me. And I want to give a shout-out also. Lollapalooza is great food, and I want to give a shout-out, and I'm sure Jess would too, to Wow Bao Hot Asian Buns. They're pretty reasonably priced.
Food truck kind of thing? Or?
Well, it's like all... It's like the Taste of Chicago, basically, is there. So there's just tents as far as you can see of just different restaurants and Wow Bao.
Now, did you get to
yep. Yeah.
Did you get
I
to see every single band of your top five bands you were most looking
forward
to?
The only
seeing?
Band I did not see were the Wombats, and that's pretty much because they played at noon on the last day, and by that day you're pretty wiped out. So we got there at like 2 o'clock or 1:30 or something the last day, and then it rained, which is awesome. And that was about it.
That's because Chicago's a shithole.
Oh, Chicago's an awesome city.
Okay. There's our first time. We're
yeah.
Can we? I want to defend an entire city. Yeah. Well, I'm going to defend an entire city later. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
The place that
has
I work
a lot of
for,
guns.
We've flown there since we've, you know, my place of employment, airline, we've flown
through
there.
Why are you putting everything in air quotes right now?
Because I work for the airline and it's a shithole. Chicago hair sucks monkey ass.
Because all of our listeners can see those air quotes.
Yeah. I know. It's like,
whatever.
Oh, he's not being
it
serious.
Sucks, okay? It sucks.
I don't know. I kind of like Chicago, to be honest. And I was pleasantly surprised that I ran into zero traffic on the way up or back, which never happens.
Nice. But what about in the city?
No, nothing.
Miracle.
Yeah, it was like I got delayed maybe 5 minutes total. It was awesome.
Wow.
Because usually it's at least an hour.
Did you go to the south side of Chicago?
No, I made that mistake first, though. I filled up gas, and I was the only white boy in a sea of all Mexican billboards.
Roll them up, kids.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I was.
Did they steal your hubcaps while you were giving directions?
No, but they were licking their lips, and I'm pretty sure I saw 8 switchblades.
So here's another question to pose to you. Have you reached that point where you're going, am I too old to be doing this?
Yeah, I kind of thought about that this week. Because really, up until about yesterday, I was still tired. And I got back like 5-6 days ago. So, I mean,
we saw 2 bands on Friday night, and I feel that way.
That's the way I felt. Yeah. I'm teetering on the border of my too old. Or at least we're at that point where you have to spend the extra money for the VIP tickets to have a place to not have to deal with.
I know.
Yes, because you didn't get railroaded like I did.
Well, okay, so Jay and I went to a Greek Fire Taking Back Sunday show here at Ballpark Village. And Greek Fire is a local St. Louis band, and they put on a hell of a show. Because Jay was telling you, you've seen them before.
I've seen them twice, and yeah. Every time it's just an amazing show.
And they feed off crowd energy, and they just bring it.
Moon, the lead singer's in the crowd. Yeah. He plays guitar in the crowd.
He spent more time in the crowd than he did on stage.
And he's cute.
He climbed up on one of the buildings and sang a song from the top of the building there, too.
Yeah, that was pretty cool when he did that. And so they started things off really nice. But, I mean, we got there around, I guess, 7. Because the show didn't even start till 8.
Show started at 8, gates opened at 6, and there was a huge line by the time we got there.
And so, and then Taking Back Sunday didn't go on till about 9, I guess.
Yeah, it was a little after 9.
And so you're about 3 hours in of us, well, no, I guess 2 hours at that point of being there. And it's just, it was not cold, we'll say that. It was hot, dude. It was freaking hot.
Yes.
And Taking Back Sunday, I didn't realize how much of a following they had here in St. Louis. But they had some rabid fans, we'll say the least.
Yes.
It was unbelievable.
And they talked about the first time they played here, and there were 2 people, the 2 bartender people and a regular.
The bartender and a guy that just goes to that bar all the time.
Yeah.
So there really wasn't anyone there. So they didn't have much hope to come back here, but they were, I guess, swindled to come back and put on a good show.
It was a good show, though. I mean, they played their big hits. They played some stuff I didn't know, which I liked. So
because it was my first exposure to them. I had not really followed anything that they had ever done.
And I sent Matt a few YouTube videos before, just to get him familiar.
I liked it. I liked what I saw. I liked what I heard. It was fun. The energy was great.
Yeah.
The guy just sang his ass off. I mean, and he puts everything into it.
And, I mean, they talk between songs, and they were hilarious.
The lead singer was hilarious in between. Yeah. But the 2 highlights of the show. These are my 2 highlights, and I'll save the second highlight for you because you were experienced in it. The first highlight was Girl on Meth that got right up in my face and had the craziest fucking demon eyes I've ever seen in my life, dude. She was out of control. I know being passionate for a band, but this girl was, she was on something. She had to be on something because she almost took out my wife like twice, I think, because she was bulldozing back and forth.
Yeah, she was in front of us and then behind us.
Yeah, exactly. She couldn't stay in one spot. She just couldn't figure out, I need to stay in one spot, which, you know, she's on something. She's just popping around. It was crazy.
Or maybe she just really likes the band, you fucking jerk.
No, dude, these were the eyes of the devil.
Yeah, the most you ever do is coke before you go see a band. I don't do meth.
Touche.
No. But then the second highlight of the show was when we lost Jay and his wife. Like, but it wasn't because they went to go check out something.
We didn't walk anywhere.
You didn't go, no.
So instead of doing their encore, they...
Well, he went through a whole spiel about the encore.
They weren't going to go backstage and huddle up and say what a good show it was and all of a sudden hear everyone chanting one more song. So they were just going to play 2 more songs. And so they played Cut from the Team, Q Without the E.
Yep.
And right as they started it, I feel a shoulder go into my back. There was apparently a line of guys that decided they wanted to start moshing and just plowed through me and Aaron. We went up about 20 feet into the crowd.
Dude, it was more than 20 feet. Because you guys were gone.
We were gone,
I couldn't see you anymore. Like, I was there. Jay and his wife were sitting right next to us. And all of a sudden, I see a train of medium shirts go flying through. And, I mean, full speed. They had to run up from 20 yards back to get headed up to full speed. And I look to my side, and there's a big empty gap of where you two were standing. And you guys were just gone.
We both tried to stop. They just kept pushing. So I turned and swung at somebody, and Aaron, as a result of that, fell down. We got completely separated at that point. Connected with somebody, and then they just kept going.
Yeah, they didn't care.
So I come back, and I'm like...
You didn't come back. You came limping
back,
I came limping back.
You
were taken out.
Yeah, my ankle was
And it was at that point, the reason why I asked Joe was, do you feel like you're getting too old? I was like, at that point, I feel like I might be a little bit too old to be dealing with this nonsense at this point.
You know another thing I just thought of how I felt older or maybe different from the crowd was Jessica and I would take like an over the shoulder like pack, you know, just with like you could just put whatever like sunscreen in and stuff. And so if you had a bag, you had to go in one certain line. If you didn't, you just go through the express lane. So we'd switch on and off every once in a while. I'm like, yeah, here, I'll just get bag check. Well, I didn't realize when they zipped open our large pouch of the bag the last day, there were like 5 or 6 tampons in there. And so, of course, it's not like the guy looks at me because it's me carrying it. He takes out each one individually and shaking it because he thinks I have like joints in the tampons. He goes, it looks legit. And I'm like, boy, I'm like, it's hers. It's hers. Yeah. That was probably TMI.
Nice.
But that was also a point where there's all guys and girls just in a line behind me and this dude's just shaking tampons. I'm like, oh, my God.
What up, bro?
This is awesome.
Beautiful.
No meth in those tampons, sir.
Unlike the meth inside that woman that was hopping around us, she was scared. She scared me.
That almost beat the girl that was right in front of me that day that had a t-shirt. And hiding under her t-shirt was a full bottle of vodka, you know, Grey Goose vodka. And the guy just took the t-shirt off and goes, come on, you gotta be kidding me. She goes, you let me in with this yesterday. He goes, no, I didn't. Kids these days.
He let her in with a full bottle of vodka yesterday.
Right, that's what she was trying to say. He's like, you're full of shit.
But overall, really good show. Lead singer Take It Back Sunday. He's crazy with his microphone skills.
Yeah.
He acts like he's Indiana Jones with a whip and just flings that thing around. I was waiting. The only thing I really wanted to take away from that show, I wanted to see him just knock somebody out with the microphone. Just nail him right in the head.
This is the reason why Joe has a wireless mic, too.
Yeah.
So don't allow him to do such things.
Yeah. When I get my mic, my wired mic, I'm going to act like Chino from Deftones. I'm going to put a whole bunch of tape around it.
Nice. What's next?
Good podcast.
Local news.
Local news.
Local news, sir.
All right, what do we have in local news?
Local news, let's briefly hit on this one because it's pretty big in our area.
Hot button topic.
It's very hot button. 1 year anniversary of the Michael Brown incident. Took place not too far from where I live and in Ferguson. And I can't believe it's been a year. It went by so fast.
Yeah, it's.
And it amazes me how much activity you have right then and there. But then as time goes on, we kind of see the slowdown of action and movement as far from social movement. And we're going to have some civil repair of some kind. And I don't know. It was just crazy to me that we'd already been through 1 year of this nonsense, basically. There's no right or wrong answer to what occurred. Not a good outtake or outcome of what happened.
Right.
At least Baltimore took the heat for a while from us.
That's true.
It just blew me away that you had this outpouring of, hey, we need to change the way we are as society. And then yesterday, at a protest thing, we'll say, someone gets shot. The whole point of why this all happened was because of gun violence. And then while they're trying to protest what happened, someone gets shot. I mean, come on.
Top-notch people.
And this was in, like, this was Ferguson yesterday. All right, yeah, because I didn't hear that story.
A dollar store of some kind in Ferguson.
Was that any different than his parents saying, we don't want any violence, and then when they bring the verdict back and they saying, burn the fucking city down?
Yeah. And again, hot button topic. And that's not what we're about, but it gives you kind of a glimpse of this is what's kind of current and where we're at.
Right.
And what we deal with every day as far as tensions around the city. And...
But thankfully, Al Sharpton's coming
Al
and he'll clean it up.
The day. And Bill Cosby's going to come and do a show, apparently. No.
You need to put the gun away!
And when he means gun, he doesn't mean that gun.
Right. Okay, yeah, let's get off that topic.
But we're
going to
get off that.
Right, yeah.
Well,
it leads into the
shitty stuff that we deal with on a daily basis. Yeah. Cause
and don't block the highways.
Yeah, don't block.
Then you're just an asshole.
Because, well, the other big story was they just now found a body decomposing in the Mark Twain Hotel. I don't know much more details on that. But that's just, in this day and age, how do you not notice that in a hotel? Hey,
there's
what's that funky smell? Oh,
there's a documentary on Netflix about that very thing, though.
Four Rooms? Four Rooms was the Tarantino movie, dude.
I'm joking.
No.
That was the
I really wish I would have looked it up.
Was that the Tim Roth room?
No.
Because Tim Roth
was the bellboy.
Yeah,
he
had a big... his was the final part, wasn't it?
No, he was in all of them. That was the Robert Rodriguez room. Antonio Banderas is the father, and the two kids are in there with Tim Roth.
I don't remember.
Oh. They found the dead hooker in the bed with the
We went from
needles.
Mike Brown to dead hookers in about a minute and 10 seconds.
Hey, it all has to do with St. Louis.
Yeah, it's all tying in.
No, I didn't hear about the body in the hotel. Mm-hmm. I thought you were talking about the body on the highway instead.
Well,
yeah.
That's why Joe said don't block the highways because, when you do that, look what happens.
Well,
at 2:30 in the morning.
But yeah, long story short, there's a documentary on Netflix, and I can't remember the damn name of it, but it's about a woman who was there for like 3 years, and she was dead. And they found like wrapped Christmas presents and all that because she was kind of a shut-in, and I guess all of her bills somehow were still paid or something.
Did you not smell the dead cats, or?
I don't know. Yeah, it's a good point. But it's like when they just found that person in St. Louis that was all decomposed. I'm like, oh, man, hope you get a refund on your room, buddy.
But then, speaking of decomposing and not blocking the highway, the biggest story of the weekend.
Last couple days.
Yeah, was on Highway 370 here in St. Louis. They found body parts scattered aboot, for our Canadian audience.
For those outside of St. Louis, 370 is like the smallest highway here. Nobody drives on 370.
Right. That's what
that
makes
often.
It so wonderful is because you can fly down it. Like,
and it's not well lit at all.
No, it's not.
No lights at all.
And so guy that was in the city of Newtown was coming back from a bar, apparently. And I guess someone hit him. And
decided to run across a six-lane highway.
I guess that's what it was. And well, because his truck broke down.
Yeah.
I know his truck broke down. He's going to go somewhere to rectify that situation. And... someone hit him, and, you know, they just kind of drove off, which, you know.
Classy.
Great. Classy move. Stay classy, St. Louis.
But apparently a lot more cars hit him as the day went on, and he just kind of stayed out there for a while.
No, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah,
both cars just kept running
over. Well, they're running over what they
over parts of him.
They thought it was a dead deer wearing an Abercrombie and Fitch shirt.
I don't know
how the hell you don't know that's a person.
I have a buddy that drives a semi, and he thought he hit an animal, but he's not sure now at this point.
Jay, you were indicting him right here.
This was
after
the initial hit,
evidence.
Apparently.
Well, yeah.
It was a couple hours after it reportedly happened.
Oh, okay.
I saw the highway. I had to come out this way Thursday, and I saw where they had the highway just a huge section, blocked off, and then the traffic was just backed up for miles. And so that's when my mom had called me, and like, yeah, you may want to not come out here. And I'm like, too late. I'm already on 370, but luckily the traffic was on the other side of the highway. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, they found human remains. I'm like, yeah, it's St. Louis.
But in typical St. Louis fashion, a lot of people I was seeing on Facebook was, does anyone know what the hell is going on 370? They're making me late for something. I have my kids' open house to get to.
I have to post about a lion.
That
was like very typical of how is my life inconvenienced when something this, you know, when I just have to have that. When they find out what it was, they were complaining about, you know, oh, hey, it could have been someone I knew or it could have been me. You know,
sorry your son was hit by a semi, but I'm 20 minutes late to CrossFit.
Exactly.
Ant-Man starts in 15 minutes. What the
fuck? What the fuck, man?
Damn
it. Place to be.
See, I feel bad because I usually joke, but especially when I'm sitting in traffic on the way home from my job.
I say it all the time, man.
I'm like, somebody better be dead.
I said the same exact thing. And I
two
I,
lane closure bullshit.
And then you're in St. Louis and 90% of the time, oh, somebody's shit, dead.
I say the same, I verbatim the same thing because I get so mad in traffic because I can't stand traffic. I just can't.
I know.
But at least you're not that guy that holds your camera out while you're driving by it taking pictures.
Oh, fuck that. Oh. The rubbernecking bullshit. Yeah, I just. But yeah, I mean, the things I say in my car are the most deplorable things you could possibly say to another human being. And if you're right in their face, you'd be like, oh, I probably wouldn't say that to that guy that's way bigger than me. Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to remember if your kids are in the car sometimes.
Oh, my kids, they already, he's, like, my, he's not even 8 years old and he hates traffic already.
Daddy, what does it mean when that guy better be fucking dead?
Dad, I asked the teacher what a twat was.
As soon as he comes to me with, what the fuck is a cunt, I'm going to have to get, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. You know,
what are you going to do to that person's
parent
mother?
Parent-teacher conferences. Let's talk about the use of the word cunt, Mr. Solomon.
Can we password encrypt this podcast so my mom can't listen to it?
What are you talking about? You want to drop the story of what happened before you came here? What word she dropped?
No. But I will tell her what she, I'll tell her what she called me, though.
After
the last podcast when I got home, I told her, I'm like, dude, I got home late last night. By the way, if I haven't mentioned already, I'm living with my parents right now because, you know, I'm trying to sell my condo, and so I'm not homeless or something. But so I got home after the last podcast, and I'm like, oh, man. I go, I don't know if I can do this. I was out all night, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, it's 12:30, you pussy. I'm like, oh. And so last night I showed her. I got home at 3 a.m. and went to bed at like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So,
take that.
What were you doing for 2 hours?
Take that, Mike.
Were you watching like Downton Abbey on Netflix? I mean, why were we up for 2 hours?
Oh, I was looking for some good Spank Bank material on Instagram.
Oh.
Thank you. You know who you are.
Are you following one of the Jenner kids now? They're of age, I've heard.
Whoa,
so I've read.
Whoa. I don't think so.
Not the Caitlyn one, no, the Kendall and
Kylie. Not Caitlyn, her infant daughter.
No, actually.
I don't even remember what I was doing. I think I was just reading, like, shit I missed throughout the day, like, online.
What time did you get home from the casino?
Like, 3, and then I think I
was... In fact, I'm living at home with Mom, but I went to the casino.
Yeah, I know. And then...
That's my fault. I drug him out after trivia last night.
So. Right.
I didn't get invited to trivia.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I don't know what I was doing. I was looking at stuff online, and then I fell asleep for a while, and then I woke up at like 4:45 sweating, and I had to pee because I've been...
Because the heroin has started to wear off.
No, it's because at the casino, I'm like, oh, I'm going to sober up. So I drank coffee for 3 hours before I got home, so it was just probably still coursing through my veins.
Yeah,
there.
So we get to the casino, and he's there. He's like, hey, I'm going to have a couple beers and drink coffee. So every time I'm at the roulette table and I'm turning around to watch the spin go, I just see the steaming hot coffee going.
Steve,
over there
just
going,
say it. You're already starting a name drop. You're you're hinting at it.
No.
So as I'm at the roulette table for 2 hours.
No, I wasn't.
What were you doing at the roulette table? Come on.
No, I was just saying. He was over there, and like, every time he's like, hey, I'll be right back. Then I see him there. He looks like the guy from South Park. He's just sipping on coffee.
I spilled hot coffee all over my hand, too. I didn't tell you guys. I ran to the bathroom and ran under cold water. Nice. I forgot how to walk.
That's
because
you're
point.
Hardcore, yo. You go to the casino. Did you see Phyllis? Was she there by chance?
No, no. But at trivia, some older woman won something. Her name was Phyllis. I'm like, oh, and I was like getting ready to report it to the cops. I'm like, I know where she's at right now.
She's at trivia night.
Yeah.
Striking terror in the trucks.
Steve,
everywhere.
Do you want to tell them what happened at the casino last night?
No. Why? No.
Why?
Or nothing happened.
Did you win money?
Yeah, I did win
money. Yeah, that's it's not like we did anything illegal.
No, I thought you were saying something else. I'm like, no.
No,
it's yeah,
not
you
winning
you
money.
You texted us about like 3 times.
How much money did you win?
$540.
Off
110.
Baller.
And plus, I got a new car.
Yeah. I walked
away.
Did you
buy the car with your winnings? Or
no, I just got a new car.
Oh.
But, you know, I just didn't say that.
I walked away, and he was up like $10 or something. Then I went and met the rest of the trivia peeps. They were over by the bar, and I was talking to them. And Steve was still gone. I'm like, okay, so either he's lost all of his money, he's bought back in, or he's up. And then I forgot who came over. They're like, Steve's up like $800 right now. I'm like, that motherfucker. I'm like, he was up literally $10 or $20 when
yeah,
I left.
Joe goes away. He spends his 20s. Like, I'm going to go with them. I'm like, all right. So
Joe
does
the cooler.
And-
yeah. So then what do? I just stood over there drinking coffee with Lori. Steve's girlfriend. Then we just were looking at my Instagram photos.
You're looking for material for later.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't. What do you think of this one?
Yeah. What about the lighting?
Spread
in this
too far.
Yeah. Maybe you could have gone with some solo pictures. I mean,
B flaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that's
look,
gross.
Hey, look, Matt can hold the mic close to his mouth now.
Aww. Yeah, Steve, you're obsessive over that.
Sorry. I'm turning my stuff down so I'm not echoing like that. Tony's got a perfect. Jay's there. You're good. He's just like, his elbow's like broken. Like I got hit by a truck or something.
Sorry.
Well, if he got hit by a truck and only has a broken elbow, dude's Superman.
Well, it could be like that fucking idiot that's taking a selfie when a train goes by and the conductor kicks him in the fucking head.
Did he really?
You ever seen that?
No.
Yeah, there's a video on Facebook. These people are taking like, oh, look at me. They take a little Snapchat photo. He's like, hey, look at this. There's a train coming. And you see a foot hanging out the side, and it goes bop, right on the side of his head. It's going like, he's at a stop, like a railroad stop where they're trading cars. He's going like 10 miles an hour. You can hear him blowing the horn, and the guy just goes, kicks him in the fucking head.
We'll put the video on the site.
This story would have been more captivating had he been decapitated. I was like,
oh, no. He was taking a selfie and the conductor stabbed him in the neck.
What'd you hear about that douchebag? He took a selfie with a rattlesnake?
No.
Yeah.
Why? Well, why would you ever do something like that?
No, there was a fucking cobra.
I thought... No, all right, well, whatever.
Cobra.
Okay. Well,
it's like...
Matters.
Exactly. But he's in the strike position. He's like, oh, this is going to end well.
Yeah, so I guess he had like his hospital bill is like $153,000. I'm like, well, congratulations, dipshit. You got to pay every penny of that.
Oh, my God. Well, because it reminds me...
Oh, shit. Sorry.
That's the sound of the locomotive.
Yeah, that's like I said, blown by.
Because it reminds me of that YouTube clip I saw of the guy that punches the cobra. This guy that's like, he's a snake wrangler, some kind in India or something like that. Do you remember that video?
Yeah. He fucking, who punches a cobra in the face? This dude just, bam.
Oh, yeah, they're on the street corner in India, apparently.
No, not a street corner. There's tons of snakes. He's in a pit.
Is that the one with the Family Guy cut in?
They might have done one like that. I don't remember.
Yeah,
but
that's the cobra. The guy's playing the flute, and the tamer's just sitting there, and the cobra like starts doing it. He goes, and just smacks him on the head, and they have the Brian from Family Guy who goes,
I've seen that one.
How we're like sitting here like, oh man, how many listens do you think we have on our podcast? How many views do you think that kicked in the head by the train conductor?
Millions. 4 million.
38 million views.
38 million.
So all I need to go outside and just have some dude kick me in the balls. Like I need to just walk across the road and
we will post it on the site.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Holy crap.
That's awesome.
He looks like Charlie Korsmo, the actor. I think that's his name. He's from Hook, the little kid in Hook.
Oh, I remember that. Okay. I know who you're talking about.
Wait a minute. Yeah,
he's like an ugly little kid.
The...
He's in Can't Hardly Wait, too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
This kid looks just like him.
Now.
And then he has a video.
Was Jack in Hook.
He has a video called Kicked in the Head Explained, and that has 33,000 views.
Wow. Jesus.
Someone breaking down the 10-second video of someone getting kicked in the head.
Right.
I love it.
This is why I was fucking stupid.
No, you see what it was.
What happened was.
I got kicked in the head. That's great. 38 million views.
Yeah.
Jesus. All right.
We're in the wrong industry.
Yep.
No. We're not in the hit.
We've been downloaded like 1,000 times. Suck on
we're
that.
We're getting there. Slowly but surely. All right, Toner.
Yes.
We need to go from finding body parts on 370 to something else that piqued your interest.
Ooh, a smooth segue. A
very smooth segue for me. Thank you.
All right. Which is?
Hitchhiking Robot.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to say finding body parts in his butt.
Or gerbils.
Richard Gere. So, yeah, this story, it's got to be a couple weeks old.
Now, let's segue this way. I have hatred for people that say, hey, I'm going to pick up a hitchhiker. Because we discussed it. No one picks up hitchhikers. Nobody's going to pick up a hitchhiker. But then you found this story immediately after that discussion.
Yeah, I guess it was a couple days after. These guys in Canada. There you go. All right. Joe needs to do curls.
Yes. Yeah, they're still cold.
Okay, so I'm sure you guys have heard about this hitchhiking robot. I guess it was created by these two inventors in Canada. It was just called
Philip.
Yeah, just called Hitchbot. I guess it was part of a social experiment. They create this robot. It's not mobile. but I guess it's got some limited, you know, AI, artificial intelligence. I don't know how.
Thanks for the explanation.
Yep. Hey, AI. I want to make sure they heard me, fucker.
Is that what that movie stood for?
Was Haley Joel Osment in that one?
Yes.
Was he?
Yeah. Thin Haley Joel.
Thin Haley Joel, yeah. Oh, dude. We'll talk about that later.
He looks like he got stung by 80 bees.
Jesus Christ. 80
bees that stung him as well. Yes.
So anyway, part of a social experiment, these guys create this robot that's hitchhiking. It's already hitchhiked, I guess, across like three different companies.
Well, it made it all
our countries.
It made it through Canada, right?
Yeah, Canada first.
It did Canada.
Now, west
coast, east coast, I'm guessing?
Let's see. It went from...
I believe so.
Okay.
It said it crossed Canada from Halifax, Nova Scotia, mm-hmm. to Victoria, British Columbia.
How the hell did it not freeze? That's what I don't know.
It took 19 separate rides lasting 26 days. And so... these guys had the bright idea, hey, let's take it to America where, you know, a whole bunch of cool motherfuckers live there. And nothing possibly could go wrong with this. So apparently, where did it go? It was supposed to go from Boston to San Francisco. That was the plan, the route it was supposed to take. So let's see. I'm trying to find exactly where it started, but I can tell you where his journey ended.
I think it started in Boston. What they reported. Kevin Smith was talking about it on one of his podcasts.
Yeah, like Boston, New Jersey, okay. Philadelphia type.
All right, it says, Hitchbot left Salem, Massachusetts on July 17th
and made
stops in Boston and New York City before traveling to Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. And surprisingly, they discovered an asshole in Philadelphia, of all cities. And that's where the robot met its demise. Some prick decapitated Hitchbot.
Now, how did he go about doing so? Does it give you details on that?
All I know is that he removed the robot's head and left it in a ditch. I'm like, what?
Jesus, is he from ISIS or something?
He must have watched too many Terminator movies.
I guess the thing maybe
you
went
must
so
remove the head to kill it.
Skynet! We have to destroy Skynet! It takes over!
Apparently, Hitchbot became self-aware, started killing homeless people, and luckily this guy intervened and stopped more people from being murdered.
Hitchbot left the wall in Canada and came down to the U.S. and was just considered a deserter.
Yeah. We don't like your type here.
So
I ran on 9 volts.
Legal alien.
One, it just pisses me off because, well, one, it's somebody else's shit. You know, it's somebody just trying something. It's like a harmless experiment. And then just some dude being a prick.
What was the whole point of the experiment to begin with? Just to see if a robot could make it from one end of the country to another?
Right.
Checking human interest in it. And I mean, it had GPS on it, and they could communicate with it. But
well, I think it's when you try that stuff, it's bound to go wrong. I mean, look at Lemon Party. It was a game of bingo gone horribly wrong.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, we're staring at you with blank stare.
Yeah. Anybody who just heard that goes, oh, that's gross. Yeah. We won't post that on our website.
We'll look it up after we record.
Yeah. Look it up on the Google later, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, all right. I'm not looking it up on my phone.
Oh, no. Then I'm definitely not looking at this at all.
Is it like the blue waffle? Is that what we're getting at? Or
it's along those lines, except just imagine three senior citizen dudes.
Oh, Jesus.
But that's the best part. It's Lemon Party, and the tagline is, a game of bingo gone horribly wrong.
Thanks. I'm good. I'll pass.
Okay. Yeah, I will not watch that later. You guys let me know what you think.
I don't know why I just brought that up.
We don't know why you're watching that.
It's no good whether human or robot.
Yeah, you're not.
It shouldn't be done.
You're not safe whether you're hitchhiking or giving the ride. Harmless robot killed.
Johnny number 5.
Yep.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. From Blank Man?
No, Short Circuit.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know why.
Of all the movies, I choose Blank Man. That was J5.
I don't even
Blank Man's
Blank
robot
Man.
Was J5.
Is that what he had a robot? Man? Was that like a sidekick? I've never seen the movie.
Yeah, J5.
Was that Damon Wayans?
Yep.
Wayans production.
Yeah. Wonder why I didn't see that movie.
Funny.
So did the guy ever give an explanation of why he decapitated the robot?
I don't think they know who.
No,
it is.
They don't find it. There's video of it.
He has video on him, doesn't he?
No. There was some cameras around the area that they saw what happened.
The robot itself didn't have a camera on it to record its journey?
I don't know.
No, I think it just had a recorder and a GPS system.
Really?
So they could track it.
Then I blame the freaking people that built the robot. They should have had that thing secured out. I mean, how much do you think that thing cost to produce?
I can tell you, I have the exact numbers right here.
They've narrowed it down to a drunk asshole in Philadelphia.
Apparently, sure. He was driving a semi and came through Missouri.
Yo!
His terror reigns cross country.
It only cost $1,900, but it was hundreds of hours of work in order to, you know, get the robot how they wanted it. So
that's messed up.
So they're not, they don't
that's
know if they're
going to. $20,000 piece of property, someone just said.
$1,900. $2,000.
Oh, I thought you said $19,000.
Oh. Yeah, now there's another fucking zero.
And you would think that
second grade taught me numbers.
That damn comma.
Stupid commas.
But it was 3 feet tall and weighed 25 pounds.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
And yeah, so it was auditioning for Game of Thrones
well,
next
week. It had a chance to get destroyed anyway.
It was the
small.
Peter Dinklage robot.
Fucking dwarf robots are being targeted now. I was about to say it was in Philadelphia. I mean, it was unarmed, so I'm surprised a cop didn't shoot it, to be honest with you. Oh.
They threw batteries at it first.
Yeah.
Ooh, man.
Hey, sorry, police. Fuckers. All right, next topic.
Tell
segue.
Tell us how you feel about the 5-0.
Love the 5-0.
Straight out of
Compton. We're getting pulled over on the way home.
Yeah. You're listening to Nerdcast on the Inside Joke Outside Voice Podcast Network.
Segway. We got a segue into something?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you want to go to sports?
We can go into our part of our broadcast stuff. Go ahead and do sports. Steve, sound guy, he's got something to say about sports. What you got, Steve?
Well, I want to get to the topic of the St. Louis Rams wanting to either build a new stadium or move to L.A. And I want to mix in the Tom Brady thing because that also fits in with the Cardinals thing because everybody thinks that just because Tom Brady cheated and now that was a big deal because Tom Brady cheats. His owner comes out and says, this is a atrocity, you know, that they're finding him guilty, suspending
him for
4 games.
Those fuckers have been
cheating
since 2001.
Well, and then you have people like guys at my work that are huge Patriots fans, and they're like, oh, there you go, the Cardinals, them sons of bitches just cheated with the whole Astros thing or whatever the fuck it is. It's like,
there's more to that story. Than
yeah, there's a lot more to that story.
Yeah, so what happened with that story? I just read briefly about it. They supposedly hacked into the Astros.
This goes back. Jay, you have to give me more of the details because you got Jeff Luhnow that's involved.
Yeah, Jeff Luhnow was the scouting director, did all the drafting and everything for the Cardinals for years.
And he took over while Jockety was still in place? Was that post-Jockety?
Yeah, before Jockety because
we're talking about Walt Jockety. He's the current GM for the Cincinnati Reds.
Right.
And he left not on great terms.
Oh,
I would
no.
Say.
No, he was fired because there was a conflict in the front office between Luhnow and him, and it divided the whole front office.
And it was a matter of this is the kind of way we're going to structure our organization from basically heavily investing in veteran players versus going towards the youth movement of going for cheaper players but also developing through our farm system.
Correct.
And Luhnow was basically the one mapping out the drafts and where we're going to spend our money as far as from the Latin projects and, you know, Dominican and all that stuff. He built that from the ground, if I understand correctly, right?
Yeah, he had a lot to do with that, and he was one that integrated a lot more stats into the front office as opposed to the scouting.
Going the money ball.
Yeah.
It will go.
So, apparently, when Luhnow left, he took a system with him that was built by the Cardinals, by some of their analysts. He had a hand in it, too. And so these analysts felt betrayed, decided to hack into the Astros system and see what information he took to see if they stole information the Cardinals owned.
And they found nothing but a bunch of goatsy photos.
Okay.
So
when
the solo photos.
Oh my God, the Astros are sponsored by Arby's.
So basically, when the Astros found out that someone broke into their system, they went to Major League Baseball, went to the FBI, and started the investigation. And they found that Chris Correa, who was doing the Cardinals draft this year, he was their scouting director, was one of those people involved in it and got fired for it. But it wasn't high-ups in the organization. It was just some kind of rogue analysts.
Well, here's my thing. If Luhnow took proprietary data or software from the Cardinals, isn't he just as guilty? Or are you saying that basically we took what the Cardinals built and we built our own software system for, you know, statistics and analytics and saying, hey, we tweaked it to just be a little bit different than what the Cardinals had? That's still him being just as guilty as the Cardinals trying to find out what he was doing with their data.
Right, but none of that has come out, and it's hard to really say because he took so many people from the front office with him. It might not have been him. It could have been somebody else that went, but basically, the information they got was outdated within months of them having it. So it's not like they got some kind of illegal advantage from taking this stuff.
Okay. So well, just trying to see what was going on.
But either way, it's Tom Brady. He's guilty. I mean, you can't.
Yeah, I'm sure he had a hand in that.
Everybody says, okay, he destroyed his cell phone. Fine. But it's like when you say it, then you have to make up 50 fucking excuses why you destroyed your phone. You're fucking guilty. Get over it.
But here's the thing. The Patriots Colts game that what this was about, they were
AFC
winning
championship.
Like, it was like 40-10 at some point when they started.
Yeah,
talking
I think it was bigger
that.
Than that even.
I mean, the victory margin was ridiculous.
Yeah,
right.
So I don't really think that that had a devil's
play.
And
I'm not doubting
it.
Yeah. If they kicked the shit out of them because they kicked the shit out of them, that's fine. But the thing is, it's like this is like the third time they've been accused of doing some shady shit, and it's just like.
Found guilty of it, actually.
And, yeah. And he's been found guilty, but moving from that.
They were found guilty before with the whole Spygate.
With the Rams.
I'm pissed because he's my fantasy quarterback, so now this year I'm probably just not even going to worry about it.
What cracked me up with the Tom Brady thing, the moment it was announced that he was getting a 4-game suspension, I hadn't had Twitter yet at the time, so I'm on Google, and they're talking about some of the funniest tweets that had come out, and somebody said, even after week 4, Tom Brady will still have a better quarterback rating than, the guy from the Jets, the quarterback. Geno
Sanchez?
Or Geno Smith?
Geno Smith, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Geno Smith.
It really doesn't matter. Pick any of the Jets quarterbacks.
Yeah, but that cracked me up.
Well, hey, the Rams got
Nick Foles
now.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to the Super Bowl. But anyways, getting back to where I was going to the topic now, they keep saying they want to build this new stadium. They don't need to build the new stadium. They should just revamp it. They still have, from the last I heard, they still have $100 million to pay on the Edward Jones Dome. So, either way.
Dude. But have you been to a game there? It's the worst atmosphere
sucks.
For a game ever.
But yeah, I mean.
But it does sell out One Direction concerts. I would hold one Direction concert there every year, and they would probably be able to pay off the stadium in 2 years.
But either way, I don't. They could redesign it on the inside to keep it here because they're wanting to use, like, public money to do it. It's like, no.
Well, these rich bastards.
Private funds. I mean, I just hear stuff on the radio on, like, 97.1 where they, like, think about it, where they got, there's a guy that's, Rick Edlund from Channel 5, he retired from there. He's like, he goes, you know, he's saying something really smart. It's like, you don't need, the stadium has $100-something million you still got to pay, and you got enough people in St. Louis and people out in L.A. still that have interest in the Rams now, just redesign the inside of it and pay that off. Because it's going to cost like $1.5 billion for that fucking stadium? No.
But it's going to be multi-purpose too, right?
The dome.
And they're also revamping part that area.
The big deal is just because it's literally that whole the tailgating area right there where Lumiere is. That whole area, they want to connect it all to it. So, like,
let's be real. There is no tailgating areas at Rams games.
Well,
no. It's a horrible location.
Well, it's not a safe location either.
Yeah,
to be honest with you.
It's on like the northeast side of the dome. But either way, it doesn't matter. They're going.
You're between a highway and project housing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but they're wanting to do like you can do with the with the Lumiere to the one place from the dome. You can actually walk under to Lumiere, and they want to do that for everything, so it's connected.
But nobody goes to Lumiere. That was a big mistake. I'm still pissed about Mississippi Nights.
Well, here's the thing. When it comes to the new construction of the stadium.
He got it right.
It was, the city has so many other needs. The city's broke. We're worse than Detroit at this point, I think. I mean, as far as for funding for, you know, city pensions and whatnot, I don't know where those stats are, but...
And our
I think the point you're trying to get at is there's no need to do that when the city doesn't have any money to give. And it's basically the trend is it's already been established that when an owner wants a new stadium, they're never going to front the cost themselves. Why would they? The city's bend over backwards. They think that they're going to draw in as much, you know, they're going to draw in money to offset that.
Sorry, the bird clock's going off again.
We're broadcasting outside. Shh.
And it's just a matter, I think I agree with you, where there's a good argument saying why build a new stadium when the city can't afford to give you the money
they
to do so.
They can find people to privately redo that inside of that place. When they,
I don't mind domes either. I don't have a problem with the domes.
Because seriously, I guarantee you, it's like who in the fuck wants to do like a Green Bay thing? We do not have the fan base to have like ice bowls when it's like minus 50 fucking degrees outside. It's like
it doesn't get that cold here.
No, well, and the thing is, it's still, I mean, it's bad enough.
Outdoor football is better than indoor football.
That place, Green Bay's, it's sold out. It doesn't matter if it's 90 or minus 10.
So's Kansas City.
Well, either way,
Steve, the issue that you have is when you're talking about what Joe said, Kansas City. When you're talking about Green Bay, you have a tradition of winning. Even though Kansas City hasn't been great, they still have competitive football for the most part. Recent history aside, there's one season where they got the first overall pick.
And that
bad
team's
season.
Been there a long time.
They've been there a long time. You've got a horrible product here in St. Louis.
Yeah, it hasn't done anything.
Why would you pay money
years.
To go see this team perform when they haven't won in over 10 years? You put a winning product on the field. I'm sorry, this city will support any sports franchise you give them. Take the Blues, for example. Worst team in the NHL, no one showed up. All of a sudden, they become better. Now it's the hottest ticket in town. All right, stadium's filled every time. Cardinals, sustained success.
Right.
Always winning. Guess what? You win, you fill the seats. When the I find it that the team just doesn't care. Doesn't need to perform because they'll make money off the TV.
It's
contracts.
Because who's not less need who's
Kroenke.
The owner
Stan Kroenke.
Yeah, he's willing to put like $90 million for a fucking Major League Soccer team out in LA when they buy if they build something out there for it. It's like they've got enough want in St. Louis for a Major League Soccer team, and they could do it. I mean, put it inside the dome.
There's enough want for an NFL team as well, but Stan Kroenke is a good businessman. He knows that his asset will quadruple in value if he just simply moves the team. They're going to move. I think there's no question about it. They're going to move just so he can increase his asset.
It's fine.
That's the only reason they'll do it.
If the other owners allow it, though.
But either way, it doesn't matter.
Which he could get around that, I'm thinking, easily.
I don't know. Apparently, he's not a very popular guy with the other owners.
No, he's not.
It's a matter of, I think, the whole he's going to transfer ownership to his son kind of thing and try to buy another team.
The shitty Mizzou player?
The shitty Mizzou player. He broke threes all night long.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, well, I'll just take a private jet back to Columbia.
You have to have... Is it like 75% of the owner NFL owners have to agree for you to move?
Yeah.
And like maybe like 10% of them vote on it because it's like they're I think some of them had the same concept of like, let's keep it. You already have something there because it's like they know the aspect. It's like you owe money. You do that. So it's like because like, okay, so you take us down. It's like then what the hell are you going to use this for? It's like you have the people that want to upgrade the facility and use it.
Here's the problem with the facility. You get all of the fans that come in that just want to be there for social appearances, not the true fans. When you go to a game and you're told to sit down, it's not right.
Yeah.
If you have an outdoor stadium, it's going to draw the true fans in. It will sell out, I think. And you're not going. It's going to be a rowdy atmosphere, and people aren't going to be upset because you're standing up on fourth down while the offense is trying to do something.
It's like watching football in a dark basement.
Right.
That's what the dome feels like.
Well, Jay, the issue being, it'll sell out if they put a winning product on the field. That's the bottom line.
Which Who they are it? Getting better.
They are getting better. It's just a
the
matter
bottom of the barrel
Are you willing
anymore?
To spend $100 for a ticket to go watch a team that's going to get blown out?
No.
They're not going to do it. It's just there's no point in doing it.
I'd rather sit at home and watch football anyway because you can change channels on those long
Yeah,
delays.
Especially if you have the DirecTV NHL or NFL package.
Yeah. It's NFL Sunday ticket. You'll
Sorry,
NHL.
I get talking Jesus. About packages and I just get a little bit...
You get a little excited.
But, all right.
Yeah, so either way, it's they need to make up their mind soon because they just if you're going to move,
it'll make
move.
For an interesting season this season when you have a lame duck team. Now, what happened? The interesting story will be if you have a lame duck team that you know is most likely going to move.
Go.
But let's say they win this season. Let's say they actually turn into a playoff team and that stadium still sells out. That's your new story. You have a city willing to sell out a stadium, but you're still going to move them.
A football version of Major League.
I think it's hard to keep an NFL franchise sometimes. The Cardinals are already like entrenched in the city, so they're a done deal. Everybody's going to go to their games. Blues, it probably didn't cost that much to operate hockey. They play in a multi-purpose facility anyway, so it's not like Scott Trade Center is going broke.
And you don't make money in the NHL unless you make it to the playoffs.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, and what? You max out at 20,000 people anyway, right? So,
something like that,
then NFL, you're trying to pack, what, 70,000 or so in there, and you want a stadium that's going to pay for itself eventually. But we got Nick Foles. Suck it.
Yeah. What's funny is
suck it, Philly.
If you can stand the field. Go back to Philly. Yeah, yeah, right. Killing robots and whatnot. Well, we'll take your quarterback. What's up?
That's right.
But did you notice
take a fragile quarterback.
When you drive by the stadium, they still have the Sam Bradford poster. Like, I mean, I'm talking about
they have a
three-story tall
I think poster. Orlando Pace is still up there, too.
And his leg is bending backwards, like, on It Follows, like, where they find her on the beach at the beginning. Like, oh, no, that's not It Follows. That's just Sam Bradford.
What's going to suck if that guy turns out to be good? If he turns out...
That will be funny. He's going to throw for 5,000 fucking yards and 55 touchdowns.
Exactly. And it's just like, come on.
Just to throw two middle fingers to us.
I don't think he will, but who knows?
No, he won't.
I don't know.
Still
second, but still funny.
What second preseason game he goes down.
Yeah.
What's he break this time, though?
What's...
He's going to come out full
Jesus Christ,
armor
they
like
got
Game
Tebow
of Thrones
this year, too.
I don't think he's actually going to make the roster.
No, I hope not.
Their coach is just an odd guy, or he's crazy.
Tebow,
now.
Jesus hates
he
you.
He wants to be
just
different,
quit. So I don't know if anybody heard
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ.
Audience, what you don't understand is Tony
has it's getting cloudy over this house right now.
Tony has an unhealthy obsession with his hatred for Tim Tebow. He can't stand Tim Tebow.
Or the Dallas Mavericks.
Seahawks.
Yeah, or the Seattle Seahawks.
Spurs, fuck you, Spurs. You were the most boring team to watch. I don't give a fuck what people say. Fuck your team.
He's very passionate when he gets involved
with
this.
Bobby
and I put over email
fuck the
one
state
time.
Of Texas.
It would just be easier just to go through the teams Tony.
Sorry, I got a little.
Or no, it would take longer to go through the teams Tony hates than the ones that he likes.
Yeah.
Kind of like people.
That's right.
Yeah,
I hate most people. And
but please
I hate
listen
most
to us.
Yep. Please listen. Sponsors. Nerdcast.com. Sorry. All right. What's next?
We can take this in two directions.
Or why don't we take this in one direction?
Sell out.
I want to bring something up in entertainment news that I read this morning, and you guys are going to rip on me. It is vaguely 311 related.
Oh.
From
but
Chaos?
Really, it's not.
From Chaos is getting back together?
From Chaos is dropping an album? No. Okay, so everyone, well, maybe not everyone, a lot of people know who Ed Sheeran is, right?
Yes.
He's very famous right now. You know, he's like, 24, I believe?
Yep.
So now, apparently, I saw a blurb that it's all rumored that he's dating Nicole Scherzinger, who's from the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh.
Very good-looking girl.
Dude, yeah.
You know whom Nicole Scherzinger used to be engaged to?
Nick Hexum
from 311.
Yep.
So she's taking a dude lopping off 20 years, and now she's with Ed Sheeran. So, Ed, I just want to say you're getting Nick scraps now. So.
Eskimo Brothers.
Right, yeah. Ooh, man. I'm going to Eskimo Brothers database. Got to update it.
Nice. I'm going to tour together.
Yeah. I wonder who would headline. Yeah, I'm going to say Ed Sheeran.
What if Ed Sheeran and 311 went out on tour together?
That's what we're saying.
That's what we're saying.
The Eskimo Brothers 2016 tour.
Yeah, there we go.
Take me into your open arms.
Okay, the next topic I had on the schedule was...
Remind me to cut that at 55 minutes so I can put that at the end of it.
Da-da!
56 minutes or so.
The other topic I was going to bring up was our current exercise culture. And we brought this up briefly before we started recording, which goes into the whole fad of the medium shirt and all that good stuff.
I can't help it.
You and your twinkish body can't help the fact that
it's because I like to eat and I like to drink a lot and I don't work out.
Well, it was.
I have
a great
butt, though.
It seems like our culture has a big fascination with, you know, the 24-hour fitness and everyone working out nowadays. And I brought this up with Jay when we went to the Greek Fire show. Was do you guys ever remember your parents putting this big of an emphasis on health and exercise?
Nope.
And your body image or body shaming of any kind that you see in the news?
My dad runs like 4 or 5 times a week, but it's not like he doesn't. Like a lift or anything, though. He's just a runner.
He just does it because he enjoys it, probably.
Yeah, he's been doing it since he was like
a
teenager.
The generation, behind us, it's more of a matter of we do this because if we don't look a certain way, act a certain way,
right?
In the exercising scheme of things, A, they're going to get bullied. B, it made me think of the... getting local again with news, the Meg Myers case. I don't know if you guys remember the Meg Myers case, but it blew up here in St. Louis pretty big because it happened.
Oh, shit, her name
what?
Was it Meg Myers?
Wasn't it Meg Myers? Or,
well, Meg Myers is an alternative.
She's the same. Yeah. I think this girl's name was. She was the 13-year-old that hung herself after dealing with Cyrus.
Megan Meyer, I think.
Megan
yeah.
Meyer.
Close, though, so, yeah.
Sorry. You know, but
you're right.
It was a
her friends called her Meg.
You want to know a really interesting fact about that?
Please do.
Is the apartment that my brother and his now wife lived in mm-hmm. is now the site of the Megan Meyer Foundation
really?
In St. Charles. Yeah,
that is
I drove by there. I'm like, oh, shit, that's kind of crazy.
Because it brought me to think about the whole bullying thing that we deal with in society today. And it just, we all grew up with the same shit. Nothing's changed in regards to that. It just seems like it's taken to a whole new level now.
We were taught how to deal with it growing up.
I don't think we ever were told about it. We just dealt with it.
Yeah, we knew how to deal with it. That was the thing. We didn't go home and cry about it.
You mean like if somebody just called you fat or something?
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, well, you start with that. But I mean, it could go with body shaming. It could go into your lifestyle choices, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like,
my question
you're not
was,
eating right and all that
yeah,
bullshit.
And that's
yeah.
a huge thing now as far as diet and exercise, the diet part of it. And
we have two pizzas and a shitload of beer sitting on our table right
well,
now.
But no, I mean, as far as even from school standpoint, I remember when we went to school, oh, hey, here's your lunch. Here's a pizza, a slice of pizza and a chocolate milk if that's what you
rubbery
want.
Rubbery pizza.
Now you go to school and it's like, oh, hey, we actually have fresh made food, vegetables.
We have carrots and kale.
Exactly. It's just like, I'm like, why has society changed so? And I think it's a drastic change.
California.
Well,
liberals and hipsters.
Well, also tied to the obesity area.
Yeah, we were talking about this in the car. In this country alone, the childhood obesity rate is ridiculous.
And that's what's so crazy.
A nation of fat bastards.
You think that? Yeah. You think that? But then you go around and you see so many people put such an emphasis on exercise and bodybuilding now, as far as working out. And I'm trying to go, where's that disconnect between youth and the way they're being raised as far as what you're saying for childhood obesity versus most of everyone I know now does some type of exercising, whether it be for health reasons or just for, you know.
Just recreation type stuff?
Yeah,
or
you know, something.
When we were kids, we were outside playing, riding our bikes, playing hockey.
Yep. Yeah.
Now it's the kids are in playing video games.
Yeah.
And I mean, that goes anywhere. You go to a family event, and all the kids are sitting there with electronic
their fucking
devices.
iPhones or
yep.
Whatever the fuck.
I mean, adults are just as bad about that now too, because you go to a restaurant and everyone's sitting around the table with their phone out, tweeting.
My dad has his fantasy baseball team up nonstop on his phone.
How's your mom feel about that?
She calls them bad names. I'm not gonna repeat.
We had a family function where two kids were sitting next to each other, texting each other instead of talking.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a dynamic that I find interesting just due to the fact that is it Darwinism at its peak right now, where we have depleting natural resources, and it's not a matter of, hey, the best looking, not we all need to look our best, be our healthiest, work out to be our strongest because of that fact. Are we really preparing ourselves to just live a better life now, or is it something that, hey, we're training for the inevitable to come?
Aaron and I work out probably 5 to 6 days a week when I'm able to walk, and we're teaching our kids it's because of health, not looks. We want to be healthy, and I've explained to them my dad passed at 64 and his dad passed at 63, and I want to be around longer to see things later on.
But see, that I think you're in the minority on that. I don't think for most people it's a health thing. I think for most people,
it's a vanity.
It's a vanity. Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
Hence the gym photos in the mirror.
Exactly. There's a whole
There's still the meathead segment, though, that'll go in anyway.
Oh, my God, yeah. Christ.
I love the douche nozzles to go work out.
Because I'm on board with you. The whole reason for my change in my diet and my exercising pattern was just because of health reasons. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you got kids. I'm like, dude, I want to be around to see your kids hopefully someday. I want to, you know, die of a heart attack at a young age. I just find it so interesting that I never once saw my parents ever talk to me about health, ever talk to me about exercise. I never saw them do anything in regards to working on their health or, you know, exercise. So you saying you've seen your dad do that's a shock to me.
He always asks me if I want to go running with him. I'm like, Dad, I just DVR'd 6 episodes of Catfish. No, I don't want to.
I don't have time for that nonsense.
See, my dad would lift weights with me when I was younger, too, just to get me in the habit of doing it. Yeah.
See, and I just find it that's so new to me to see parents taking an active role in their kids. So I'm wondering, are they doing it for their own vain reasons so they don't have to deal with
kids?
They are afraid. I wonder if most parents now is like, oh, I don't want my kid to be the one that's getting picked on.
Well, no, it's because parents nowadays are pussies. They don't tell them, like, when we were out there, it's like, when we were back there, it's like, go the fuck outside. It's like in the because when we when summer came around, holy shit, the pool was open in our backyard. Joe lived next door to us. It was like we did shit nonstop. Now it's like,
well, there's an argument. I can argue that though. Just for playing devil's advocate, is if we were kids and we had an iPad, would it still be the same? Because we didn't have that technology.
We had Nintendo and Sega Genesis is damn near the same.
No.
No. No. Yeah, I couldn't look up porn on a Nintendo.
But the point is the technology goes with the times. Okay, yeah.
Well, look at the internet nowadays, too, though. That's probably the biggest factor. You mentioned electronics. Mm-hmm. Internet was not around
but
at our time.
Way. I mean,
social media takes up a lot of people's day,
well,
too.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, that's a problem. It's, right. It's, they're like, don't get me wrong. There's parents out there like, you got the internet, go find it. That's not the fucking answer. Why don't you actually say something to your kid and just
sit down with them and
sit
show
down
them.
With them? Because what do? They get on the internet and they go find some dumb shit like
go find porn.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, there's a guy that got kicked in the face by a tree.
I
want
to watch this 20 times.
But the thing is, times have changed. Yeah, it's gonna get it. But the thing is, like, I'm sorry. Quit being so PC and, you know, it's like, give your kid a kick in the ass and be like, come on, go do something. Just like, I want to watch.
When our kids fight with each other, we tell them to deal with it, not to come to us.
Yeah, exactly.
They have to figure out how to resolve it themselves.
You should just beat them. Keep it short and sweet.
Speaking of body shaming, the term that I love now that's come out, and I'm being sarcastic, is chicks like to say a guy has a dad bod.
A dad? What's a dad bod?
It's like it's a dad's body. A guy that doesn't have time to work out, so he's a little bit.
Got
I have a dad bod for sure. Yeah. But if a chick, if you ever tell me they have a dad bod, I will call you a fucking fat cow. Because guess what? There's no difference. I will body shame you the fuck right back to your face.
Well, I mean,
women though. They're kind of like, you can get away with it by calling it a dad bod. It's funny. We'll make a parody joke about it. I'm like, oh, well, you're chubby. Right.
Cottage cheese size.
Yeah. That's the big thing now I noticed. I'm like, no, dad bod's basically just telling the dude he's fat.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Because it's like with kids or anybody. Right. So you can't say, hey, you're fucking fat. It's like, oh, you've got a dad bod.
Well, you shouldn't say I wouldn't go to a stranger and say you're fucking fat.
Well, I wouldn't either.
Maybe drop the F-bomb. During road rage.
I wouldn't either unless I was really drunk.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's a good point. Because I brought this up to Jay when we had the discussion. What's the difference between me going up to someone that's obese or fat, whatever term you want to use, and going, you are fucking fat, versus me going up to a smoker going, why are you killing yourself? Me telling you you're fat is the same thing. You really are killing yourself, right?
Yeah.
So what's the difference between why?
It
why
kills
is one
more than smoking, doesn't it? Every year, obesity.
That's my point. Why is it okay for us to pinpoint a smoker and call them out on their shit and say, hey, you know, you're killing yourself, and what you have has an effect on me if I'm not around smoking it. Well, mind you, I know an obese person. You being obese doesn't have that much of an effect on me, right?
Unless you're ordering food together.
But then you're going to get in the argument where people say, dude, I can't help genetics. That's always going
to
be the argument.
That's another good point to bring up is the fact of, is it really most time genetics, or is it, hey, just eat less, get out and walk?
You can have
sugar's addictive.
Oh, it's a big addict.
You can still it's no different than smoking.
You can still have people with thyroid problems, and they
can still be
fine.
For me to go, hey,
fine,
stop smoking in front of me versus me going up to you saying, stop being fat.
There's like an Ameristar casino where we went last night. I mean, God, there's people lighting up everywhere, man. I told Lori that. I'm like, it would be way nicer if this place is non-smoking. I could
be there.
I could mind the dad bods as long as they didn't have cigarettes.
I could put up with the fat people as long as they didn't have to smell anything.
Oh, God.
But, I mean, would that be better for society if we did take that standpoint? Where it was okay. When will it be okay to go up to somebody and be socially acceptable for me to go up to you and go, hey, you're fat, it's disgusting, knock it off.
Well, no,
I mean,
because
I know it sounds ridiculous to say it like that.
It'll
change. But if you're a smoker, is there no difference from me going to say, hey, you're smoking?
Matt, you think this is disgusting?
Joe just flashed me.
I can stick my finger in my belly button.
No, but it's it'll change.
Sweaty.
It will change when you have dumb shits like the state of New York or the city of New York telling you how much soda you can have.
Well,
go fuck yourself. I'll have 46 ounces or whatever it is. This bullshit. It's like, no, you could still have as much as you want. You'll just have to buy more. See, the thing is, no. You can do it, but we're going to tell you how to do it. Fuck you. I'll do what I want. That's the problem with there.
It's like America.
Well, no, but it's like, I don't need, and like I said, I'm not trying to get all like,
anti-government things, but it's like, who the fuck are they to tell me that I can have? Because like I said, if they're going to tell you, no, you can't have beer anymore above size, like the, you know, like the mini Coke cans are like 8 ounces. Like, no, you can't have more of 8 ounce beers. You can buy more and drink the same, but you have to buy more. See, that's the thing is they want their fucking money. That's the
problem. How's that different than taxing then? What if they tax sugar? They talked about taxing soda in Illinois.
I know. Well, Illinois is a shit state anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's a great idea.
We've established Steve does not like
Chicago
or overall Illinois.
The only thing good about Illinois is it has a nice hockey facility they play at on Monday nights, and that's it. Everything else is shit about it.
Well,
like the east side.
They're going to shut you out now. And they're going to make you pay double for soda.
I think we spent enough time talking about East St. Louis that that's a beautiful part of Illinois.
Yeah. You know what? You can get shirts that I love. It has daisies on it. And it just says, keep East St. Louis beautiful.
Nice. Well, yeah, since you were looking at that, how long did it go?
I just thought it was an interesting topic. And I think we flew right by it. Was with the deficit that our economy takes on, why not tax sugar out the ass? I mean, because obviously there's, you know, there's going to be political parties that say, hey, I got special interest groups that say, hey, I need to not do that. Yeah, basically have a sugar lobbyist and say, I need it to keep low because this is how we make all of our money.
They could do the same thing with marijuana.
Exactly.
Too. Oh, you could tax the hell out of that.
Dude, our government
thought we were lazy before.
Yeah. Speeds up your metabolism.
Give me some joints and an iPad. I'll show you what I can do.
But then that's double serving because then you get the munchies and you'll go on and buy sugary.
Yeah, that's true.
No, he'll eat lots of candy.
I always said
he'll go out and eat so much candy.
I always said I wanted to open up or invest in Taco Bell's out in Colorado.
This right next to a dispensary.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Now, I mean, it's just legal. It's just, hey, you're on a gold mine or Chipotle or whatever.
Just fast food. Wild Bow
Hot, Hot Asian Buns, Colorado.
Don't forget about your beer in the freezer.
Oh, shit. That's
no,
right.
Dude.
Let's go see if that exploded.
Oh, no, it'd
maybe
be,
I'll just walk my dad bot over there in a couple minutes. And I wouldn't really tell
that's the first time I've ever
really
heard that term, though, to be honest. Oh, I've never heard that before.
See, you don't get on Facebook much because it was on there a lot.
Really?
Yeah, articles about it, yeah.
And it's like, that's like the hidden term, I think, for women to get away with calling a guy fat.
So then what's
if you say that to a girl, especially on like social media, mm-hmm.
you've got a pregnancy bod.
Hey, you
that's
have a.
Saying, is there, is there
a that's a really nice post-pregnancy ass.
Well,
you have
is there
there.
Is there a word?
They're
going to
get really mad at you.
Is there a word we have to reciprocate? Because we got dad bod. Is there? Do you call them? That's a mom bod. I mean,
that's a
pregnancy bod.
Is that what? Is there an
it's
actual?
It's a. No, I got it. That's
it. Will be.
That's a hashtag St. Charles County float trip bod.
Because I have called it. I have you ever heard the term mom arms? I've used mom arms before.
Oh yeah,
or bingo arms.
No, the mom arms, dude. Man, with those things, just
yeah, that's it. Bingo arms. That's what they call
that's
them.
Bingo arms.
Bingo.
Oh, they just
flag. It's like a flag in the wind.
It's like a flag in the wind on the underarm.
I've never heard of
that.
Or like when they're mowing the lawn and it looks like a tremor's going.
You're grossing me out.
You seen a woman mow the yard before?
Snap.
We're gonna. It's some woman hatred this episode.
I do have a dad bod, though.
I do, too.
I was just walking past a mirror, and, I mean, like, I have small tits right now.
He's an A-cup. What do you say?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Okay, fine. Those tampons were for me.
Thanks, Lollapalooza.
Yeah, thanks, assholes. Pull my cover.
What else we got?
We've
blown by the hour mark here.
Blown by it, man. Time flies.
Are we doing two podcasts tonight? So we could probably fit in like at least one more topic on this one, and then, or you can cut it off.
Well, I don't care. What do you want? Do you want to cut it off here? Do you want to do one more and then cut it off?
Well, let's cut
the
it
podcast,
off.
Not just long.
Cut off. We'll cut off. Take five and then come back.
We just pissed off a bunch of women with our last conversation, I guess.
No, see, that's the thing is, I'm gonna tell you, for some reason, why it is the one way street effect. They think they can call us that, but you say something like that, it's like. And the feminist will be up your fucking ass quicker than a fucking hemorrhoid, man. It's like, oh my God, you called her a fat bitch? What's wrong with you? It's like,
well,
she cut me off in traffic.
Melissa Etheridge is on tour or something.
Yeah. Fuck you, Rosie O'Donnell, you lesbian fuck.
Jesus. Okay. Well, I wasn't going to go there.
God.
Just maybe we should
cut Donald
the podcast
Trump
up.
We should cut off before
too.
Steve.
All right, Donald Trump, you don't get to talk anymore this episode.
Yeah. Steve Trump.
Jesus.
But right, hey, Tony does have a nice microphone stand, man. Yeah, it actually said from episode 6 to now,
it's like I said, these are great. Just we got to get Broken Elbow Matt over here to keep going. Oh.
Okay.
Which they cannot see.
I guess all of our listeners will take your word for it that Tony.
It'll look like Sam Bradford's leg after he gets hit with a fucking football helmet. Okay,
a blindside.
That's
blip.
A good lead-in because speaking of broken legs, we'll talk about It Follows when we get back. Ooh, I finally watched it.
So a tease for the next episode. We don't do that very much.
That was a good lead-in.
We need to start doing teases for next episodes. Is what we need to do.
Yeah, we don't plan that far ahead.
Yeah.
Steve got real excited. He's like, ooh.
Next episode, I sit on things. Will it fit?
Oh God! Oh,
cut us off.
This podcast, I gotta say, this has been a totally different tone from our previous podcast. I must say,
mostly sober.
Semi-serious topics.
It's the location. We come here.
We are back in the command center.
We're in the command center.
We're back in my parents' basement.
The command center.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us for episode 9 of the Nerdcast podcast. Again, check out our website, nerdcast.com. That is nyrdcast.com. I go by the name of Toner.
I go by the pseudonym Joe Dust.
I'm Jay.
Matt.
Sound guy Steve.
So until next time, do whatever it is you do. Peace.
Take me into your open arms.
Thanks again for listening to the Nerdcast podcast. Be sure to check us out online at nerdcast.com. And look for us on social media. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Nerdcast. You can also find us on Facebook by searching for Nerdcast. If you like what you heard, be sure to rate or review the podcast on iTunes. Our podcast is part of the Inside Joke, Outside Voice Network. Check out ijov.net for more great podcasts. Our featured music this week comes from the 12 to 6 movement, and this is their song, Three Kings.
Hello, sire. Your guests are here.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello.
Very beautiful. Come over here. Sit down. Would you like some wine, some grapes, huh? Some meat?
Welcome to the realm, I'm the king of club. Power shots of vibe, grab some new corruption. Pour me some ground and get me out the dungeon. Top of too low, can't change the subject. Let's hit the road, dragon 85. That's a cardinal sin, baby, check your eyes. Holding court, tight seeds and vows. Remember your oaths, keep your vows. King in the field, going hard like Sparta. Never feel a threat from the Magna Carta. They want my sucker, they speak it loudly. Rolling dutches and stacking down. All the bounty, booty bounds. Cow on her, yeah, she my counter. Her and the queen, fight to swallow it. Split the babies and call me Solomon.
She'd sing.